Hello, my name's Thomas, and I'm one of the art therapists at Studio Upstairs. Together, we are going to go on a walk to search for materials. You will then use these materials to make a cyanotype print. Cyanotype printing is a way of using a light-sensitive chemical solution on paper to create the outline of an object. The purpose of this walk is to gather any small objects which you think could produce interesting silhouettes. You could collect organic materials such as feathers and plants, or man-made materials with curious textures such as string, elastic bands, or metal screws. You could combine found materials with your own creations, such as paper cutouts. Translucent materials such as glass and leaves will produce prints with more detail and a sense of depth. This walk is also designed to support you in bringing your awareness away from the busy mind and into the body. It's an opportunity to take a step away from the demands of your normal daily life and to give yourself permission to be curious. You can look at the examples of cyanotype prints in the Studio Inside art box now to get some ideas about what to look out for on your walk. You will need to bring a bag with you to place anything you find inside. If you haven't started walking yet, begin your walk now. We're going to be spending some time bringing awareness to different parts of the body and different senses. If you can, try to keep some of your attention on looking out for any small objects which catch your eye. At this stage, it's best to keep an open mind in what you choose to collect. You can be a bit more selective about which materials to include in your prints when you get home. Notice the movement of your feet. Notice how the heel lifts, then the sole of your foot rises off the ground, then the ball of your foot rises, followed by your toes. Bring your attention to how the weight of your body shifts as you move from one foot to the other. Notice how your muscles adjust. Notice how your arms move as you walk, swinging by your sides. Notice the coolness of the air against the back of your hands. Notice how your shoulders and your hips move as you walk. Is the sun shining down on your skin? Is there wind blowing through your hair? Are there cool drops of rain landing on your face? How does it feel? Now, notice the sounds around you. Notice the closest sounds to your body. Perhaps you can hear your own breathing, your footsteps, or the rustling of your clothing as you move. Now, notice any sounds which are close to you. Perhaps you can hear the sound of passing cars or people speaking nearby. Now, notice the sounds which are the furthest away from you. Maybe you can hear an aeroplane, a dog barking, or a distant siren. This process of collecting materials from the environment around where we live calls to mind the behaviour of our hunter-gatherer ancestors. As a response to living with limited resources, hunter-gatherer societies were forced to gather enough to survive. Perhaps there's a parallel between the process of collecting materials to make art during a time when national lockdowns have limited access to art supply shops and hunter-gatherers seeking materials and foods in situations of scarcity and limited resources. One example of humans gathering found materials to make art objects can be seen across archaeological sites along the Mediterranean and Atlantic coastlines from as far back as the Stone Age 40,000 years ago. huge deposits of marine mollusk species with no nutritional value were collected on beaches and then turned into pendant beads. The choice of shell was likely based on the colour, size, and shape. In the 18th and 19th centuries, a mudlark was someone who would scavenge in the mud of the River Thames, hunting for items of value. Medieval pilgrim badges made of lead have been found in great numbers along the banks of the River Thames. These badges would have been sold at holy sites and festivals. The process of collecting found materials to create cyanotype prints calls to mind the very human desire to collect souvenirs in order to hold a journey in mind. Now, bring your awareness to your sight. Notice any people around you. Are there animals around you? How do the birds move? Are there branches swaying in the wind? Notice the movement. Or perhaps you're in an urban environment. Notice the architecture. Notice the way the sunlight reflects off of the windows. Notice cars. Notice nature. Notice the clouds slowly moving across the sky. Notice grass growing in cracks along the edge of the pavement. Notice the way a puddle ripples or shimmers in the sun. Notice any plants as you walk. These can be used to make great prints. Perhaps there's a feather to collect. Glass creates interesting prints, but be cautious handling broken glass. Cyanotype printing is a way of documenting. You could even use the contents of your pockets to make a print. In this walk today, you have practiced bringing awareness into the body. Maybe you have collected some objects along the way to make cyanotype prints from. Don't worry if you haven't found anything to make prints from on this walk. You could always go for a walk in a different direction tomorrow. For these last few moments, bring your awareness to all of your senses. Become aware of sounds, sights, sensations, and smells. Although we have reached the end of this guided walk, you are free to continue by yourself. I hope you feel peaceful, and any sense of stillness or peace that you may be feeling now is the result of you giving yourself the time and space for self-care.